The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying. He is one and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ. Today's scripture readings gives us a lot of insight. First and foremost teaching is about love. At the time of Jesus, a Jew has to follow 613 laws, including 10 commandments. A scribe wants to know which is the greatest commandment among these 613 laws. That's why the scribe in the gospel story of today had reasons to ask Jesus, which is the greatest commandment? To the question, which is the greatest commandment? Jesus answered, "Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your might." It is a summary of all the commandments and the core message of Old Testament and New Testament. Jesus emphasized that God should be loved unconditionally from the four aspects of human person. The heart denotes the emotional reactions of a person. The mind, the intellect and planning qualities. Might, the powerful and instinctive drive of a person. As a group, they sum up the totality of a personal life. God demands the complete love of man. We are to love God with a total, personal and undivided dedication. We must seek after him, have pleasure in him, and strive impulsively after him. The first place in a person's heart, nay in life, must be for God. The second law is to love the neighbor as oneself. This law is taken from the book of Leviticus. But for a Jew, a neighbor was always a fellow Jew and not the Gentiles. Jesus redefined the meaning of the word neighbor. For him, a neighbor is any human being in need. He illustrated this meaning in the parable of the Good Samaritan. Love of God necessarily flows down to the love of neighbor. To love is not optional, as most of us think. It is a commandment which carries a lot of consequences. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 13, verse 34, our Lord Jesus Christ said, "I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you." It also identifies who we are. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 13, verse 35, we see, if you love one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Love is not based on conditions or convenience. For some people, their love is seasonal, the season of abundance, when things are going fine, but it is not a true love. Love of God and love of neighbor are inseparable. One cannot meaningfully exist without the other. To love God without loving the neighbor is hypocrisy. The Gospel of the first letter of St. John, chapter 4, verse 20 and 21, we see, I love God and I hate their brothers or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. Love strictly seen is the seed of every good thing. Love is the reason why Jesus Christ came into the world. Love is the reason why he preached and worked miracles. Love is the reason why he went to the cross to die. Love is the reason for our salvation. Love answers all questions. Love is the only thing that can decide our fate after leaving this world. When we see an image of cross, it gives many meanings to us or many messages to us. It's a message of faith, message of hope, message of sacrifice. But above all, a cross gives us a message of love. A love of Jesus Christ, love towards God and love towards the humanity. The vertical and horizontal signs. The horizontal sign is love of Jesus to the humanity, and the vertical sign is his love towards his Father who is in heaven. Jesus extended his hands to express the love towards the humanity. So, as we are the followers of Christ, we too must have that both love towards God and love towards the humanity. This is my feeling that love is a language that all of us can understand, and the language of love is very easy to communicate. The language of love crosses beyond the boundaries of the countries and the nationalities. The missionaries who went around the world and worked in different countries for Jesus spoke the language of love. All the saints and martyrs used the language of love. If we practice the language of love in our families, in our societies, in our workplace, wherever we go and whomever we meet, will make wonders in our lives. So this is the most important language we should have in our relationship. It is said that love is known by what love does. Let's manifest our love towards God through our words and deeds. It really manifests our love towards God if you and I, willing to do what God expects from us. What God expects from us are justice, sincerity, mercy, kindness, humility, and serving mentality. So in our day-to-day life, let's manifest our love towards God through our words and deeds. The second reading from today's Mass, which we just heard from the letter to the Hebrews, tells us that Jesus lives forever in heaven to make intercession for us. That means he is always by our side, We can talk to him in prayers. We can ask him for guidance and grace. So let's ask him this week to teach us how to grow in our love of God and love of neighbor. We can very simply ask him many times during this day, Lord Jesus, teach me how to love you better and how to love the people in my life. That simple prayer can really help us every day to center our lives in the love of God and to make that love a reality in our love for the people around us. Amen.